Reading Facilitator, published by Sanshusha. Unit 1. The Value of English. According to a recent public opinion poll conducted in South Korea, 8 out of 10 salaried workers think they are underpaid because of their poor English skills. The survey also found that 89.9% of respondents felt that if they had a better command of English, they would be better paid, and that 53.8% felt their English skills limited their job selection or transfer opportunities. This is a stark contrast to Japan, where English ability is valued by foreign-affiliated firms with headquarters located overseas, but less so by most firms headquartered in Japan. When I visited Kuala Lumpur in June and Singapore in November, I learned that many youngsters from South Korea had come to study English in order to prepare to apply to universities in Australia, Canada, Britain, and the United States. The New York Times of April 27, 2008 carried a long story entitled "Elite Korean Schools: Forging Ivy League Skills" that describes several private preparatory schools in South Korea that are providing intensive education in English to send their graduates to Harvard, Stanford, Yale, Princeton, and other selective American colleges. One of these prep schools requires mastery of two foreign languages besides English in order to graduate. Harvard has 37 South Korean undergraduates, more than from any foreign country except Canada and Britain. Harvard, Yale, and Princeton have a total of 103 South Korean undergraduates. This contrast between Japan and South Korea in the receptivity to English reflects several facts. First, Japan is large enough a society so that it can afford to have all of its citizens speak only one language, that is, Japanese, whereas South Korea is small enough that its citizens realize the necessity of interacting with the outside world. Second, the Asian financial crisis that hit in 1997 forced South Korea to undertake massive changes in its economy, including an influx of inward foreign direct investment. Japan in the post-war period has not experienced a similar event that showed how the country is inextricably linked with the outside and that there are major benefits to those who acquire foreign language fluency. Third, many Japanese seem to view language acquisition as a zero-sum game. That is, the more one studies, say English, the less capable one would become in one's native language. The truth is exactly the opposite. Linguists and teachers of English as a second language have found that knowledge of one foreign language helps in the acquisition of other foreign languages, and that mastery of a foreign language can often lead to a greater understanding of one's mother tongue. At some point, even Japan may wake up to the importance of English to Japan's future. We may then see Japanese worrying, like their South Korean counterparts, that lack of English ability is an impediment to their future career advancement. Dictation. 1. A large percentage of wage earners in South Korea seem to think that their English ability influences their income. 2. English skills are made much of, especially by foreign-owned businesses in South Korea. 3. South Korean undergraduate students at an Ivy League college need to master three foreign languages in total, including English, so as to graduate. 4. According to the writer, Japan is less receptive to English than South Korea, mainly for three reasons: geographical, historical, and educational. 5. In the future, Japanese salaried employees may also come to think that a good command of English helps them to advance in their career. Summary. According to a public opinion poll recently carried out in South Korea, a heavy percentage of salaried employees in the country think that their English ability influences their income, and more than half of the respondents feel that their poor English skills prevent them from choosing a job or changing jobs as they like. The importance of English to South Koreans is also clear in their kids' intensive English education, both in the country and in its neighboring countries, to prepare for entrance examinations to universities in English-speaking countries, including such prestigious schools as the Ivy League colleges in the U.S. In contrast, the situation is quite different in Japan, where companies except foreign-owned ones do not make so much of their employees' English ability as their counterparts in South Korea. There are three major factors, geographical, historical, and educational, in this situation. First, the geographical characteristic of Japan enables people in the country to use basically only one language, or Japanese, in order to communicate with each other. Secondly, since World War II was over, unlike South Korea, Japan has not had a good opportunity of being aware of its close relationships with foreign countries, and therefore the necessity for its people to master foreign languages. Thirdly, Japanese people tend to be mistaken in thinking that learning a foreign language has some destructive effect on their competence in their mother tongue. Anyway, sooner or later, Japanese salaried employees will also come to think that a good command of English helps them to gain advancement in their career.